Hello.
Hi, Abe.
Hi.
How are you?
Is this Amy?
Yeah, this is Amy. I'm calling because Bonnie sent me a message that I needed to give you a call. I met with her first to go over everything. And I wanted to put your mind at ease about uploading your ID to that text message that she sent you. Evident is the secure server that Google uses for Google Guaranteed. So you're not just sending it like to some random place.
Just a minute. Come on in. My AC is not even working.
Oh, that's terrible.
I had no readings or nothing on it. And it's very hot when you touch it. So they can't use my ID and everything that.
Well, so this is the reason why, because I still have the copy of your driver's license that you sent me, and that's what I said. I said, I uploaded all these documents for him. This is the last step. And so what they do is it has to come from your phone number because it's a link that's sent specific to you for verification purposes, just to make sure that it is actually you. So they're doing it to protect you, so to speak, okay, because they don't want somebody setting up a fake account under your name. We have all the documents going to your business with your phone number and your information. It's been uploaded for the first part. This is the second step of what they're asking for you just to click on that link, and then you would literally click on that.
I did, but it didn't say anything about taking a picture.
I had her send me the link so that I could walk you through it myself, and it should say evident. And it'll say your request identity verification link is, and then when you click on that link, it should open up and say Google front of ID card.
It says. Oh, just a minute.
Yeah, take your time.
Front of ID card?
Yeah, do you see that?
Front side of your.
So okay. Then you click the little camera. Right there, and it's going to take you to your camera, and then you just put your ID there, and it's going to have you take a photo of the front and the back of it, and it's going to load it immediately.
So first take a picture of the front?
Yeah, so you see right there where it says Google front of ID card, take a photo of the front side of your ID card on a dark surface, and then it says upload front side of ID card and has the little camera icon.
Okay, so.
You click the little camera icon, and it's going to take you to the camera on your phone. And and then you can take a picture, the front picture.
Okay, thank you. So use photo. Okay, I did that.
Okay, now click continue.
Continue.
Okay. Now, what does it ask for?
Back of ID card.
The back of the ID card, yep.
Okay, so take a picture of that. Okay.
Now, click continue.
Okay, click continue. Uploading your documents.
Beautiful. It's done.
Okay.
Now...
He was saying something. I need a different kind of license.
So apparently I didn't get the complete. Hold on. What kind of? I've got her license.
Okay. So just later.
The ID portion is done.
It says photos are too blurry. So I retry it.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so. Let's see how it's too blurry I got.
Do you have it sitting flat on a dark surface?
Yep.
Okay. It might be because we're on the phone. Okay.
Okay, that's it. You can use that one. That one works. Yes. Continue.
Mm-hmm.
Where I just fucking go to. I hate when somebody's calling.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to yell at you.
It's okay, I know. Listen, we're old friends. After all we've been through, we're old friends.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I was in the middle of it, and all of a sudden they called, and now it just went off.
Okay.
I don't know where I went to. I don't know what.
Yeah, you'll probably have to go back to the text message.
Your security number, please enter your social security number. All these got, I don't get it now. Okay, so. Okay, so that is. Okay. Well, the pictures are taken, and I don't know what the heck I just did, but.
Okay. Is it, does it have everything loaded?
It says, verify disclosure, consumer report, investigation, consumer report check. Everything is checked.
Okay.
Except for my social security number. Please enter your social security number. Action requires complete your local service aid background check. So I got to give him my social security number too?
Yeah, you already, you remember when I filled out your application for you, you sent me a copy of your social security card and your driver's license?
Right.
So again, it's just for the verification of everything. If I could do it for you, Abe, I would, but I've already done as much as they'll let me do, you know? Because I know this
right.
Isn't your favorite part. I wish that I could just upload it for you, but I didn't know that they go through this extra step, but it's because Google is being extra cautious with the information that they're receiving, you know?
Right.
Well, so they just want to protect your information as much as possible.
Okay, so all of that's done then.
Perfect. I'm going to help you get two more reviews on your review section. Now, what she's saying with the licensing is that Google, NCIAS licensing isn't accepted. I sent her the other licenses in your file here as well to see what else they say about it. But she says that for the lawn care, it's a California State Maintenance Gardener's Business License?
California. Can you text all
yes.
the information data so I can try to figure out where I got to go to get all this?
Yes. Hold on one second. The one is a license certificate, which is what is required. But in this instance, the is not valid. The one with the new date is also uploaded. Okay. I'm going to call you in the morning. I'm going to figure this out and I'm going to call you in the morning. Okay. Because
okay.
I need to get with her again. So I know exactly what to tell you.
Okay. Did you need my EIN number too? Or did
you
I
already, you had already gave me that before.
Okay.
And I had uploaded it on the document. So if I need anything else, I'm going to call you in the morning though. Okay.
Okay. Ann. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Talk to you then. Okay, bye.
All right.